a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news of him spread throughout the whole region. He taught in their synagogues and was praised by all. He came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went, according to his custom, into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. The Gospel of the Lord. A couple of weeks ago, I had a really grace-filled opportunity to speak to a priest in our country he's been a religious for nearly 50 years, and he's one of the foremost theologians in our nation, and an incredibly intelligent man. And we talked about many, many subjects. And one of the things that came up, I asked him about purgatory. And I said, "So, Father, what is purgatory exactly? Like, where is it? Is it a location? And he said, "You know, it's interesting. You read the lives of the saints," and he said, "they talk about many, many different states." He said, "I think sometimes we get it wrong. Like, we think they're all just kind of in one place. They're all huddled together." And he said, "Ultimately, though, purgatory, it's the purification of the will." He said, "It is setting the will free from everything it loved that was not of God, for everything that it loved of the world. It has to be purified of that so that its will can fully choose to love God. So there's nothing that remains in its will that is not of God." It's interesting, the line today, "The victory that conquers the world is our faith." And why? Because we love God. And when we love God, we let go of the things of the world that hold us back. And we're victorious. And the line where he says, "When you keep God's commandments, his commandments are not burdensome." My brothers and sisters, do you remember when they were burdensome? I mean, I don't know, I think most of you grew up Catholic. When I was Catholic, as a Catholic kid, I'm like, man, our faith is the hardest faith in the world. Right? Who can do this? Who wants to do this? It wasn't until I began to convert, and a few years into it, that all of a sudden I'm like, oh my gosh, this is easy. I want to do these things because finally I love God. And when you love God, you don't want to do those things that are not of God. And the priest, one of the ways in which he closed as we talked about purgatory, he said, "You know, I remember when I was a younger religious," he said, "I wasn't doing anything bad. You know, thanks be to God, I didn't struggle with mortal sin." He said, "But there were little ways that I took shortcuts. Or things came up and I'm like, well, you know, God probably wouldn't want me to do that, but you know, it's going to be okay." And he said, "You know, as I advanced in my faith, I thought I was totally deceived. What the heck was I doing?" And when we read our Lord's words that the love of God is to keep his commandments, I think for the faithful, for those who really want to love him with all their hearts, like you who are attending daily mass, it is those little things. It's like, yeah, I do what the catechism says and I follow God in the big ways, but it's, do we want to do his will in all the tiny ways in our lives? Because that's where love is refined. And that's where love is perfected. And he calls us to the perfection of love. Let's ask our Lord Jesus Christ today for our love for his Father to be perfected, that we desire to do his will in all things.